Here's a thought about moonlit scenes. A few days ago, I had a fascinating experience that illustrates one of the principles that I've zeroed in on, at least for my own photography in the last 20 years or so. And that is that occasionally, a breakthrough in technology opens the door to a totally new creative vision that had been previously impossible or at least very difficult to accomplish. And the feature I'm talking about here is the new AI noise reduction that's available in Lightroom called Enhanced Denoise. The other day it was a full moon and it was illuminating the backyard, and it was a very lovely, very soft, very dim sort of light. And normally speaking, I would never even attempt to photograph that because of noise. I would normally try to use as low an ISO as I possibly could in order not to introduce any more noise than was absolutely necessary. But with the new Enhanced Denoise, all that goes out the window. So I set my camera up at the highest ISO that it possibly could shoot at, which is 25,600. 25,600. That's huge. I've never even been close to making a serious photograph at ISO 25,600. But I decided in this moonlit experiment that I would try it. So I set the camera that way, made a few exposures. They were relatively long, but I wasn't trying to make it look like daylight. I wanted it to be sort of that dark, soft, moonlit feel, which is a very interesting light. And I found that that was sufficient illumination to make some really interesting landscape images, illuminated only via the moonlight. This is a source of light for photography that I have never dreamt of using before. But because of this new technology, it opened right up. The landscapes from the backyard were interesting, but I immediately imagined all the places I could use this kind of technique. How about down dark alleys? How about inside of caves? How about even when the moon is not a full moon, and there's just some skylight from the stars and maybe from a local urban area that had some light bleeding over into a dark area that I wanted to photograph? Really super dark places have suddenly opened up. I remember years ago, we published a photographer who used a super bright flashlight, one of these 4 million candle power kind of lights, to illuminate trees in the forest and make images that were really quite interesting because of this strange illumination. Well, now you don't need a 4 million candle power flashlight to be able to do that. You might be able to do it with the flashlight on your cell phone. Seems like every photography instructor is constantly harping on the idea that photography is light writing. It's all about the light. And when you begin to see how light can affect film and be captured by a digital camera, that's the first step in becoming a photographer. But when I was young and starting off in photography, that meant looking for light of a certain kind of intensity that would allow us to make an exposure with the relatively slow films that we had and the relatively primitive developers. For example, I never wanted to use really pushed ASA ratings and Rodinal developer because the grain got so huge. Well, the same thing with digital cameras. With high ISO in the pre-enhanced denoise era, these images would tend to create very noisy images. But now we don't worry about that. It's a technological advancement that has opened up a whole new door of creativity. And suddenly, it's not just the sun as a celestial body that can illuminate our landscapes, but we can also do moonlit scenes just as easily.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.